2 Minute Stories. What's going on, folks? Thanks again for tuning in to today's story. It's called Under Armour, and I'll get to the explanation shortly. But just wanted to take a second to thank each and every one of you for any time you download or listen to an episode of 2 Minute Stories. Being on Simplecast now, I get a little bit of an analytics around where people are listening, how often, geographically where they are, and all of that's really cool to see. You know, little old me putting out these short stories and folks being able to tune in from across the world. If my voice sounds a little bit quieter today, it's because I'm doing this while my daughter is asleep, so I appreciate you listening, even if it sounds a little bit different. But back to the story. This one's called Under Armour. And with all this talk around global warming, I myself am somebody who values the quality of our environment, and I try to do the right thing to help its longevity. And I hope I instill that in my daughter and in future generations. But there's going to come a point, be it 50 years from now or 5,000 years from now, where you know our atmosphere is not going to be good enough to live in. And so this story looks at what it would be like if folks had to move underground, way underground, and how that would weigh on them. And I did it in kind of short bursts, almost like little mini vignettes within the 2 minute story setting. So what's happening over time to the people and how they're reacting to being underground. So almost feels like another mini series that I might investigate, not unlike The Masters, which was a 12-part mini series I did earlier on 2 minute stories. I encourage you to go check that out as well. Enough rambling. One more time, this story is called Under Armour. I hope you enjoy it. Day 1. The elevator descended to the bottommost floor, the final group arriving with minimal fanfare. The elevator doors closed behind them, and the entrance was quadruple locked. Only 5 people had keys, and they were sworn to secrecy on their location. The countdown began. Day 58. The natives were restless. After a couple of months in captivity, cabin fever reared its ugly head. It wasn't knowing that the inhabitants were stuck 20 stories underground. It was that the inhabitants were stuck underground for a minimum of 15 years. Hopefully enough time for the atmosphere to regain some of its cleanliness. The wherry wasn't surviving the 15 years. It was surviving each other for another week. Day 412. The first child born underground arrived today. The inhabitants lovingly referred to the newborn as a baby carrot. The sheer joy of a healthy baby was a burst of energy desperately needed amongst the community. These spikes of human emotion were felt by all, as if the underground world's constituents felt marginally like one giant family. The hope was that this led to dozens more subterranean babies. Day 1009. The lack of vitamin D was felt throughout the community, plenty of side effects that nutritional supplements couldn't solve alone. A task force was put together to investigate the possibility of digging upwards to allow for sunlight to enter through a tiny, airtight column. The need for sunlight was desperate, but not at the sake of poisonous air. The inhabitants agreed. Sunlight was a necessity. Day 1894. With no beach, no watering hole, or restaurant underground, the scheduled vitamin D appointments became de facto dates, a place where the 20-somethings could flirt and show off their bodies. This was a good thing. Another mini spike in human emotion. It was healthy to get sunlight, and it was healthy for the hormones. Day 2781. Halfway towards the hope of living above ground. Halfway towards normalcy. Halfway towards the knowledge that 15 years may not be long enough.